there are different kinds of foolishness, biblically speaking. So we might take, it's almost like there's this over-encompassing word, like if the word was shapes, right? Underneath that, you've got squares and rectangles and diamonds and triangles and all that stuff. But it all falls under this kind of family of shapes. And so too quickly, maybe we go, well, you're a fool, that's a fool, they're a fool. But in the Bible, there's actually a differentiation between types of fools. And then the Bible says the reason that it's important to understand the distinction between types of fools is because Scripture also makes it clear how we are to respond to different types of fools. This is Proverbs 1, verse 22. And Proverbs 26, verses 4 and 5, it gives us this admonition. It says, do not answer a fool according to their folly. But then in that very same section, it says, answer the fool then according to their folly, and they'll think that they're wise in their own eyes. So there's this, it seems like a little bit of a tension there of going, so when the fool comes at me, when the fool scoffs at me or when they mock me, what am I supposed to do about it? So we want to first of all see what are the types of fools that Scripture is talking about. In this verse, Proverbs 1 verse 22, we read it yesterday, but I'll read it again. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and the fools who hate knowledge? So it actually gives us three different types of fools in this very section. The first one is the mocker. Okay, so the mocker is the person who, when they speak to you or when they come at you, they do so in an indignant, rude, angry way. I'll read this, something that Timothy Keller said. At the root of the mocker's character is a high pride that hates submitting to anyone, as it says in Proverbs 21, verse 24. Their strategy is to debunk everything, acting very smug and knowing in the process. Mockers, although fools, appear to most eyes as worldly wise and highly sophisticated. But even God mocks them sometimes and says in Psalm 1, verse 1, it says, don't sit in the company of mockers. These are the people who seem to want to engage you, but they're not seeking learning and they're not seeking understanding. They're just seeking to throw stones at you. The mocker. They're the ones who will consistently, they'll scoff at you. In this postmodern age, it says this, to see through all things is the same as not to see. We live in a postmodern age that encourages deconstruction and in an internet age that makes mocking and scoffing easy and reasoned discourse difficult. So if someone jumps into a comment section that you're in or they reply to a post and they're rude and they're combative, they're most likely a mocker. The Bible also, it talks about here about the simple. The simple is not the same thing as a mocker. The simple is someone who, it's almost like they're so easily swayed. It's like, you know, that little piece of lint that's floating around or that little piece of dust that's kind of sitting in the middle of your living room when the light shines in and then you just go, whew, and it just flies around and flies away. This is kind of what the simple are. They're not really rooted in anything, so they kind of fall for everything. And depending on what breeze blows that day, they believe this about this. These are people who go like, well, I'm a Buddhist Christian. And you go, that's categorically not a thing, right? Or I'm this and that. And you go, those are completely incompatible. Those are the simple. And the Bible also calls them fools. And then there's the obstinate, the people who hate knowledge. This is the stubborn. This is the most common way that the word is used, the word fool is used in Proverbs. It's the obstinate. The mark of the obstinate is that they're opinionated, wise in their own eyes, but they're unable to learn or to be corrected. So these are the ones who say, no, I don't, they're proverbially speaking, they go, la, 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 la. So the mocker, they're going to wait for you to talk and then they're going to slam you again, but they're not even really making a reasonable point. The simple goes, oh, brilliant, but this person said this, so I'm gonna go with them. Oh, but listen, I watched this YouTube video and it changed my opinion. Oh, everything, and they just kind of intake everything without any discernment. And the obstinate's just the, I'm not listening, and the Bible calls all three of those fools. And then the Bible's really clear that we have a way of answering each of those specifically, and we'll talk more about what that looks like tomorrow. We'll see you guys then.